Big matchup here in Class A, District 7, as Riverside gets together with Southwest Valley. We're joined by Bulldog head coach Darryl Frain. And obviously a lot at stake with this Southwest Valley matchup. How do you feel you guys stack up with the Timberwolves?
You know, I think they probably have one of the better offensive and defensive lines that we're going to see all year. And we're going to have to be creative on what we do. But, you know, it's going to be an extremely big challenge for us. But we're going to have to come up with some plans and hopefully have a good chance against them.
How pleased were you with the way your team came back after your first loss of the year and responded with the comfortable margin victory over Missouri Valley?
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned, and we had a pretty good bounce back. Putting up 59 points is a good bounce back, and Austin Krakowski led the way and had a great night. Brett Bentley had a great night. Offensive line stepped up before us, and we really, really needed that. Just to get that progress going into the last two games of the year. So felt really good about where we're at now after Friday night.
Krimkowski certainly has stood out throughout the season with his numbers, but his rushing stats in particular were a very big output in week six. How much does that help what you guys want to do on offense to be able to have a multi-threat back there?
Yeah, we really do need that. I mean, right now they key on Rhett Bentley when he has the ball. I mean, no matter where he lines up, they're always figuring out where he is, and they adjust to him. So when Austin can counter that and get some good runs in for us, it does open things up for us.
I know I was sure impressed with Southwest Valley beating Earlham last week, a pretty big feather in their cap. What are you impressed with when it comes to the Timberwolves?
Yeah, they play extremely fast. They play hard. They're physical. You know, like I said earlier, up front, they just get after it, and that they're gonna create us a lot of problems. I mean, they don't try to trick you. They just line up and run right at you, and hopefully we can have a chance to slow them down a little bit.
And I mentioned a lot at stake here in this one. Both teams are 5-1. Both teams are right in the hunt in the district, and it looks like this is going to be quite a race with several teams. How do you guys approach it as far as how critical this game is in the standings?
Yeah, you know, one of the first things I said in the huddle Friday night was it's basically the playoffs have started. You know, I mean, you look at it, I mean, anybody, any team of five can place first, second, third, and fourth here. So everybody's playing each other the next 2 weeks. So it's going to be a really interesting couple weeks.
Southwest Valley's got a lot of experience at quarterback with Brendan Knapp, and it's really no secret that he's going to be the main ball carrier among a few others that see some action. So what are some of the things you need to do with your approach defensively to contain Knapp?
You know, it's going to be extremely tough to do. He, like I said, they don't try to trick you with it. They just come right at you. So if we can get a little bit of control up front, get him before he gets going, you know, get him in the backfield, get him 1-2 yard gains and have a chance, because if he gets rolling, it could be a long night for us. So we got a lot to work on this whole week.
Yeah, your defense, I mean, we talked about your offense put up big numbers against Missouri Valley, but your defense must have played pretty well, too, or some things that went right there.
Yeah, you know, they had two big plays, and that's something we can't give up this week. We can't give up any big plays, but our linebackers are getting better. Nate Messerschmidt at the nose creates a lot of troubles, and then you got Brody Zimmerman in the middle, and J.J. Wilson and Jace Rose, all of the linebackers, just getting better every week, so as long as they keep doing that and getting better, we have a chance.
Thanks a bunch, Coach. We'll see you Friday.
You bet. Thank you.
Darryl Frain, head coach for the Riverside Bulldogs. We'll be back with more on our pregame coverage coming up.